This is a message that was recorded at Word of Life, a London City Church in Lewisham, London. May God bless you as you listen.
Well, as you know, Pastor Roland has been ministering about spirituality. I believe that he has a real desire for us to be not just attenders of church, but to be spiritual people. And the essence of your Wednesday prayer meeting and sharing of the word is so that you become strong in the things of God. So I can encourage you, I'm going to encourage you, whenever you come on a Wednesday, make sure you've got your notebook, make sure you've got your pen, because I know that the Holy Spirit speaks over and above what the person who stands up here says to you as individuals. And you need to jot it down, because what happens is, as soon as you said the grace, trust me, most of it has gone. So you need to be able to look at it again. Alright, so I'm very good at challenging on that side. Make sure you write it down. And I don't just mean write down what I say, write down what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in your own spirit as you're listening, as you're hearing today. It's going to be so important, because what should happen is that should be fueling you between now and Sunday, or the next time you come together with your fellow believers. Okay? And that should spill out in your personal life. The truth is, whatever I share for the next 20 minutes, half an hour here, and whatever you receive on Sunday, is not enough for your Christian walk. That means you've got to be doing your homework as well. You've got to be digging deep. You've got to be hungry for the word and its outworking in your life. Okay? So that's a very important thing. Well, today the focus is on spiritual gifts. Now, is there anybody who doesn't know anything about spiritual gifts? Good. So we're starting from that preface. I want to, for a change, give you a solid, what I call a solid foundation for this subject before we even look at it. And the reason why I want to do that is because I just observe the church of today very, very much. And so much, particularly those of us who are in Pentecostal or charismatic circles like you all are, we know about the spiritual gift. We get all goosebumps about it. We love seeing it operating. We love seeing people healed. We love seeing all of that. But we're not really rooted in the depth of that thing. And so it just becomes like just things we use. You know, just somehow they're just there. And you might even be thinking, well, it's for those big people up at the front or us poor pastors at the front. It's not for me. And I want to encourage you today that spiritual gifts are for everyone in the body. It's so important. And those of you who move in the worship team, those of you who are creative, I want you to begin to place a demand on God to see spiritual gifts in operation in those areas of ministry. Because as you dance, as you sing, people can be healed. And as you move along the street, as you stand at the bus stop, things can happen. I just watched something just on one of the websites just a few days ago that really just challenged me over and over again. You see, we read about in the Bible about being translated. Remember Philip being translated? In the midst of revival, he was sent somewhere else to minister to someone. Great things were happening at that time. Well, this website that I looked at, I saw a young man actually talking to a woman on the street. Let's get it out of the four walls. Let's get it on the streets where it really matters. Because most people around here are not going to come knocking on the door to come in here on a Wednesday. But you're walking past them on the street. And he actually knelt down on the ground in the middle of this street. Okay, it's in America, but let's say, I don't know, Trafalgar Square. Worshipped like we love to do in church, and we're very comfortable there, but he did it there. And he was praying for the presence of God. And the lady came to him after he prayed, came to him. She was completely off her head. She was completely lost it. You know, lots of medication, everything. She wasn't in her right mind. And he didn't touch her, but he spoke to her. and she came into her right mind and everything, and you see that happening before your eyes. That's what I want to challenge you about. That our Christianity is not just for in here, it's for out there. And if you get nothing else out of what I say today, that's what I want to challenge you about. The gifts are for others and not just for you. And that's so important that we understand that. I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to look a little bit at chapter 13 first. This is part of the foundation I want to lay with you this evening. 1 Corinthians. You see, spiritual gifts are what we call extraordinary powers that have been poured out, that were poured out on the early church. Extraordinary. No one was moving in that. That wasn't even thought about. But it was there in the early church, and it was there to convince unbelievers and to spread the gospel. Now, nothing has changed from the early church to today. That's really what they are for. Not just so that we can look good on the platform, and I speak to us as leaders. It's not to make us look good. Alright? It's not about that. It was never about that. You know, when you think in the book of Acts, the amazing things that were happening, that people that were operating witchcraft came in with all their magic books and everything, and threw them, and they were all burnt because they saw in operation a power greater than their own. And they had power. Let's not be silly about that. They operated in demonic power, and it was very strong, and it was very spectacular, and it was very obvious. But something came into operation that was greater and more powerful than what they were seeing. And they were all unbelievers. And when they saw the difference, they got rid of that stuff because they saw something new and they were drawn to it. So you don't have to be at the front to operate in those gifts. You just need to be intimate with the Lord. Most of the time, all of the time, God is speaking. We don't always hear Him, but He is speaking. And as we become more sensitive and more intimate with Him, you will hear Him speak to you. There's no reason why you shouldn't hear Him give you words of knowledge for people. Mrs. Brown at the bus stop. Jane in your college, in your school. For you, there's nothing to stop you speaking to your young friends, you know, about the Lord and speaking very key things. Let's face it. The psychic people do that. That's why we've got so many psychic fairs. Everybody wants to know about their future. Everybody wants to know about something supernatural. So we have got to become strong as believers, that we're not afraid or freakish about the supernatural. We've got to be hungry for God, because after all, we're pure vessels that He will speak through and use at any given time. And it doesn't have to be on Sunday morning. It can be any time, anywhere. So I want you to be hungry for that. It's very important that I highlight this fact to you, that the spiritual gifts are not for you so much as for others. It must be for others. Our salvation and our Christianity is not self-centered. And when I look at the church, and I'm sure if you're honest as well, when you look at the church, it's very much, God, what can I have from me? But what about others? You see, you already know the Lord. You all have access to Him. But what about people who don't? And through the operation of the spiritual gifts, others can be reached. Just Monday was bank holiday. I got a text from a friend of mine. I had just been with her on the Saturday, and she's saying to me, I'm the only one in my family who is born again. But when she texts me on Monday evening, her mother had given her life. Her mother lives in Scotland, and she'd been talking to her mum. Her mum seeing the changes in her own life, but she phoned her, and she kept saying, I keep feeling the fire of God, I keep feeling this fire, this fire, this fire. Every time it happened, her daughter would speak to her and pray with her and whatever, but she knew the Holy Spirit was doing something. Well, this time, this was on Saturday night, she felt this fire again. and she rang up the door. I keep feeling this vibe. And this time her daughter said, I feel like the Holy Spirit is prompting me on Psalm 23. I'm sharing this illustration because very simple things. You don't have to be complicated to operate in the spiritual gifts. Psalm 23, she said, Mommy, go and get your Bible. So she went and got her Bible. And she said, come on, let's read Psalm 23. They started reading it, and then this friend of mine knew the Holy Spirit was prompting her to just let her mum read it herself. Mm-hmm. And she got to a certain part in that, and she just went completely quiet. And she began to get a revelation of the Lord is her shepherd. Just like that, that was just how the Holy Spirit was moving. And her daughter got a bit concerned, like, why have you suddenly got quiet? And the next thing she knew, her mother wanted to give her life to the Lord. As simple as that. A matter of minutes. And she had responded. She'd given her life to the Lord. And it didn't stop there, you see. Because then she started saying, I need to get washed, I need to get washed, I need to get washed, I need to get washed. Conviction. What she was talking about was baptism. She goes, the next time you church somebody baptism, I have to get baptized. No time for 6 weeks of teaching about baptism. She was ready. And that was that. In fact, my friend then went to one of our other satellites because she was facilitating the Living Free course. By the time she got back, her mother had phoned her best friend, told her what had happened. Again, she spoke to her about Psalm 23, got her friend to read it. Her friend didn't waste it. She was even quicker than her mother. She said, I need to get born again now. And that was that. I'm saying that to encourage you. If you've got unsaved family members, you've got people that you're really believing God for, and as believers we really should be. You know, Pastor Amanda stood here and talked about the ladies in the supermarket that she's working on. It's just the simple interaction. You will find the spiritual gifts are operating there. You don't have to have opened your Bible. You're just sharing about everyday life. They want to know if you're real. They want to know if you're a real person. Do you shop in Sainsbury's? Yes, I do. Do you get irritated when the line that you're looking for is not on the shelf? You know, real things. Sometimes we're too spiritual that we can't reach anyone because they think you're freakish. They think you're weird. They don't think you're real. They don't think you struggle with issues in life. And I think we need to become strong enough in the things of God to let them see your weaknesses, but let them know who you're depending on to strengthen you. In my own life, that's how I've seen the gifts operate. One lady that I met 4 years ago that I worked with, and we were in the same division, but I didn't work in her section. But she got really upset because her husband had a stroke and things, money was low, all sorts of things were happening, and she was getting concerned. I said, okay, I'll pray. And she remembered that, and I kept asking, how's your husband doing? He finally recovered and whatever. Well, we worked there. We didn't have much interaction. 4 or 5 years later, she left, and I left, and we separated. Came back together again just about a year ago, came for an interview for a job, and she was the person that came to meet me to take me up for the interview. And she'd already said, oh, if it's that person, Pauline, I know her, take her, before I had the interview. My interview lasted 10 minutes, and I got that job before I went back to the agency to tell them they were ringing me to tell me I got the job. My security application was processed the quickest they've ever had. Everything just went through. To cut it all short, what had happened was that I began to talk with her again. And people, you could feel. What I want you to do is to be very sensitive to what happens around you, because you carry the Spirit of God with you, and it does change the atmosphere. People thought that we knew each other for years, and they began to call us the formidable pair. People start to come and gather around our desk, and they start telling about their lives. Spiritual gifts are in operation. When the presence of the Lord is there, people tell you about their life that they would never tell you about. They don't even know. Some will even say to you, I don't even know why I'm telling you this. The Spirit of God is in operation. You don't have to be falling on your back and, you know, speaking in 20,000 tongues for the Spirit of God to be operating through your life. And I want to give you this as a preface, because it's easy to just go straight to the Bible. I want you to be able to relate it to your everyday life. So I'm sharing what's happened to me. And I started talking to her. She was still going through the throes of certain things in her marriage. Now, I'm not married. Never think because your situation is not like theirs that you can't relate to them. The Holy Spirit will use you to speak into people's lives. And I started to talk to her about operating in control in her marriage. But the Lord gave me a subtle way to speak to her about that. And she listened. And I even recommended a book to her, which wasn't a Christian book as far as I know, but it had a lot of principles in there. And I said, go and get this book. And I thought, I better get mine and I'll start reading it as well. And I said, do such and such in your marriage. She goes, I know I need to change in my marriage. I know I have got to change. And then she'd come back and tell me, you know what, I did this. And I said, what happened? It was completely different. And we'd have a bit of a giggle about it. And so it keeps on developing. At the same time, I was sharing things that were happening with me. Very difficult transitional time. She would listen, she was warming, and things would be happening in our office with other believers, I have to say. And they're not necessarily from our stream, but they were calling themselves Christians. They talked about church. But their lifestyle in the work, she used to say, that's the reason why I can't, because look what they do. What kind of church, what kind of Christians are they? They need to repent. Now what I'm saying is, it's an ongoing relationship, and more, I keep saying to her, you know, your husband must be wondering who this woman is that you keep going home and talking about. But you're developing relationship through the operation of spiritual gifts. Alright? The foundation is the greatest gift that ever was given in this world, from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And even as I'm talking to you, I'm just following the Holy Spirit. It's not everything that I put in my notes, but you learn to develop what the Holy Spirit is resting on and follow that, as opposed to what I think I've prepared. So that's what I'm doing. For God so loved the world. If we want to reach the lost, you've got to have the love for the lost. Because it cost God something to release his son to the earth realm for us. And so we mustn't take that for granted. Start with love. That's why I say, have a look again at 1 Corinthians 13. Because it's all about love. That's got to be your preface to spiritual gifts. This is why I said, you know, and I'm sure maybe Pastor Roland will go on and we'll go on to develop, talk about the individual gifts and everything. But I'm more interested in the foundation of why you want to be operating this spiritual gift. It can never be about me looking good. So everyone says, wow, you know, you prayed for this person. It's nothing to do with you. You're just a vessel. And we're very good at learning habits. Just because you laid hands on this person this time and they got healed, you think you go ahead and do the same thing every time, and the Holy Spirit may not want to do it that way. So you're going to develop a sensitivity to how do you want to move in this situation. And you will be tested. Because like I say, I've been working with this lady for years. I'm only beginning to see breakthroughs now. Because they will look in your eyes to see whether you are true to what you are saying or not. And let it be that they see the Holy Spirit operating through you. That even when they look in your eyes, they see God. It's so, so important that that's what's seen. So the ultimate spiritual gift is Jesus Christ, who was sent to this earth. We're benefiting from that, aren't we? We're benefiting from that even now. We prefer to do that. I want you to think about the woman at the well that Jesus met. Jewish people and Samaritans. Samaritans were mixed. They had a mixture. They had some Jewish in them, but they were mixed. What some of us might say, crossed breed mixture. So she was very much regarded as a dog, you know, that kind of element there. But Jesus took time to speak to her. about her real need, and he operated in the gift of the Spirit. Because he told her about her life, and she had not opened her mouth and told him anything. Now that is available for every one of us. Every one of us. And I want you to go away today with a real hunger to hear God at that level. Don't make it complicated, because he's not going to say, speak in a booming voice like he did to Moses all the time. He'll work through your personality. You will hear him in a way that you would understand him. He's not going to speak to you in King James Version if you don't speak that way. He's not going to speak to you that way. But he will speak to you. And when you're developing that, you will think it's something else. You'll think, oh, maybe that's my mind. Well, your mind is renewed in Christ, so why should it just be your mind? Why not the Holy Spirit? And I use that phrase because I hear so many Christians saying it. They're referring to the Holy Spirit as it or something. The Holy Spirit is relational and works in and through you in ordinary situations, in ordinary conversations, impacting lives. There are many people that you will meet and minister to that I would never reach by standing in the front and preaching or ministering. But you would, because you're in their sphere of influence and you're talking with them. You know about the children. Ask the Holy Spirit that as you meet people that you remember details about them. People are very open when they know you remember something about them. Even if it's their name or their children. How's your daughter? How's your child? How is it doing? You know, you don't necessarily have to say, do you want me to pray for them? Just ask them how. And as you're hearing their life, the Holy Spirit shows you what to pray for. And you go back and ask them. You will see the change in their face. This is someone who's interested in me, not recruiting me for church. We want to be delivered from this thing of recruiting people for church. We want them to embrace the Lord. We want them to come into a relationship with the Lord. We want them to come to know that there is a God who cares about them. A person who cares about them, who loves them intensely. That is why he gave you that word for them. That is why word of wisdom is a very good starting place. I know we haven't gone to the scriptures yet, but I'm just following the way. So the sense that that's, sometimes we just don't look at those areas. Sometimes a wise word spoken into someone's life is an operation of the Holy Spirit that changes their life. We forget that when we are so saturated with the things of God that we naturally speak wise words. We naturally, because we're connecting with the Lord. And if you're not, I want to provoke you to make sure you are. Because your life is a lifestyle with Christ. So it should be easy to speak words of wisdom. And you don't have to preach at them. You just talk about real life situations. You know, just today, I have somebody in mind, well, there's several people in mind who have alternative lifestyles, you know, who are, one particular guy is gay. And we have some very deep conversations. And I knew it was just wisdom. I was just saying, this is how you have to think about life. Now, I know his lifestyle. But as he's talking to me, he's telling me, oh, he had a troubled past. See, we're hearing, you're hearing people's lives. You're hearing where they're coming from. And as you hear where they're coming from, the Holy Spirit is igniting their real need for God. And that is the way in. That is the way of the marketplace evangelism. They're not always going to come in through those doors. You might have to be just discipling them in their front room for a long time, ministering to them that way. It's not just for us at the front. God deliver us, because most of the time I'd rather be there than up here. But the truth is, you touch lives, you're brushing past people. Just the little conversations you have at the bus stop, in the shop, all those little things. Don't miss those opportunities. They might not look like great opportunities where they are, because you're touching somebody's life. And we've got to have a passion for lives. Not just passion for church. structure and all of those things. At the moment, I've got a real thing about breaking down all of those structures. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's just have a look. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to encourage you, have a look at chapter 13. Get love in your spirit, deepen your spirit. Because you can't reach anyone. Even if you don't open your mouth and say anything about the love of God, they know whether you have the love of God in you or not. And that should be that's an expectation from you. So your challenge is get into God. Get intimate with Him so that that exudes out of you. Verses 1 to 12 of 1 Corinthians 12. I just want to give you a synopsis. In fact, I just want to start from verse 12. Unity and diversity in one body. There's a number of you here, and not one of you are the same, even if you all come from the same country. Even if you have the same skin tone, you are not all the same, you are individual. And it's very interesting in this chapter that the description is about the body and how the body functions. It has different parts, right? So is the spiritual gift. They have different functions, they have different parts. And so you might not be, you may not be activating what God has placed in you yet, but it's there. So you need to find it between now and Sunday. Find out how God is operating through your life. It might be the words of wisdom. You might be operate in the prophetic and not even realize that's what you're doing because you have a mindset of how you think that is. You're just speaking about something you know that the Holy Spirit has shown you. And I want to provoke you, begin to think about that. Ask the Lord. Many times we don't know is because we think, oh, it's just for the leaders. It's just for them up there. It's not for me. Well, why not? Already you've limited God operating in and through your life. And I want to provoke you to be asking the Lord between now. See why I say write things down. One of the questions you want to sit before the Lord and wait for Him to answer you. How do you operate in the gift of the Spirit? Which one am I operating in? Am I operating in any? Am I hungry for any? Because that's another thing. Am I hungry for anything? Because you see, we prayed for the lost. But praying about it and really wanting to see the lost saved means you've got to touch somebody's life. And you're touching lives all the time, but you've not quite seen it that way. If not, I know that you would pray differently today about the lost. You would pray with a desperation. You would pray with a hunger. You would be so passionate. It would be, and it wouldn't just be an external thing. It would be a real passion from within. So I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying that we need to stir that up more. Because it isn't my dear brother's responsibility to crank you to get you to pray. Okay? About the lost, because the lost is on God's mind all the time. All the time. So that will be a challenge. Why should I be operating in the gifts of the Spirit? Why should God give me a gift? What will I do with it? If you're not going to do something with it, there's no point Him giving it to you. Do you understand me? Do you follow me? It's so important. Why do you want to be operating in the prophetic? Is it because what you look at God TV and you think, oh, I want to be like that, I want to have loads of people, I want to have all of that? Why do you want to see people healed? We've got a number of people in this ministry who are not well at the moment, and seriously not well, dramatically not well, and there is a need for healing. And it could be that you are the one, not Pastor Roland, who carries that anointing for healing in your life, but it's not been activated yet. You might be scared about it. You might be a bit frightened about it. Let's be real, we might be in church, but the truth is, we get a bit when we're thinking about those things. It's so important that you begin to address those things before the Lord. Really address those things. Ask Him those questions. Don't just think, oh, I don't need to ask. Sometimes it doesn't even come to our mind to ask, because we don't think it's for us. We think it's for someone else. Well, my question would be, why not? I've read your testimony on the board there. Incredible testimony. And I know that the Lord wants to do great things to your life. And you can lay hands on the sick and then recover. So you can believe for that. Yes? Don't be scared. Just go for it. There's no reason why no one in this room can't see angels, tangibly see angels, supernatural. There's no reason at all except to be hungry for God. It's not just what you read in the books, it's the real world. Do you know, it's more normal to live supernaturally than it is to not be. It shouldn't be the unusual. We should know who's going to come in on Sunday and what's going to ail them or what their problem is. For me, this is how it happens. I'll start talking to you and I'm looking at you, but I'm also hearing the Holy Spirit tell me about you. It's not a spook thing. And it's taken me a while to realize it's actually the Holy Spirit, because I thought I would hear, I don't know, in the past I thought I'd have some sort of way of knowing, but it just flows naturally. So I want to take that kind of spook thing away. It's supernaturally natural for a believer to be like that all the time. The same with worship, which is another operation of the gift. There's an evident anointing that people could be healed through worship. Just through the worship. Those of you from the worship team, pick that up and begin to pray. There's no reason why in worship, it doesn't have to wait until Pastor Roland says, if anybody needs to be healed, can you come forward? In the worship, because you're leading people to the presence of God. And once they're led to the Lord, anything can happen. So all our responsibility is to lead people to the Lord. About a year ago, the Lord showed me that true discipleship, when all we're doing is taking people, give them their life to the Lord, they come to you, and you sow into their life to the point that they meet the Lord face to face, and you can stand back, and they're in intimate communion with the Lord. Your job is finished, because they know how to relate to the Lord, and you can go to the next person. Because they're not afraid to go to the Lord, they know how to go directly to Him. So you're a tool to directing them to that. And once they get there, you have to know when to stand back and leave them and not feel, oh, because I led them to the Lord, I need to control them. They don't belong to you, they belong to the Lord. Those spiritual gifts don't belong to you, they belong to the Lord. Yeah? Intercessors. The Holy Spirit can give you operating spiritual gifts through your intercession. You can pray for someone and they be healed, just because the Holy Spirit just prompted you like that. Listen for odd words and sentences that the Lord will just say. Ladies, it often happens in the kitchen. You're in the kitchen and then you just hear something. Don't say it's your mind, just say, yes Lord, what are you saying to me? It can be completely abstract from what you are doing at that time. Because you see, you belong to the Lord. They can interrupt the flow of what you're doing at any time. And when you operate in those levels of the spiritual gifts, you might have to stop what you're doing there and then to go and follow up that thing. See, we need to be available. It's availability that causes us to operate in those gifts. Availability. So you see from 1 Corinthians 12 that there are various types of spiritual gifts. And no one person can say, oh, I'm not part of this. Here we are. This is a small group of your larger congregation. So you must be here because you want something. Mustn't you? I'm believing God in the time that I'm here that this prayer meeting will be full, because so much is happening in here. So much stirring of the Spirit of God is happening in here. so much activation of the spiritual gifts happening in here that people who wouldn't normally come on a Wednesday are here. And if you're not careful, they're here before you've opened the door. Seems strange at the moment, but it can happen. And I believe it will happen. As you take this home with you, as you begin to ask the Lord, I don't want to say promise me, promise the Lord that you will ask him to show you, to stir you. Because you see, even as I'm speaking, you get as much out of this as you pull off me, as hungry as you are, that's what you get. If you're not that hungry, you won't get that much. You won't get that much. And it won't just because I didn't prepare or I didn't share all. You see how much patience I've got in the heart. I just want to follow what the Lord, I believe the Lord is saying. I want you to be hungry for the spiritual gift and hungry for it for the right reason. And hungry not to be religious about it. Right? It doesn't have to happen from the pulpit. It doesn't have to happen in church. In fact, it would be better it happened out there and you're just sending the testimony cards. Pastor Franklin gets all these testimony cards and he's overwhelmed with all the things that people are doing. Oh, God told me to go and speak not to my neighbor and say something that doesn't make sense to me, but go and say it. And then you went and knocked on your neighbor's door and said it, and they start telling you your whole life, and then they start telling you how much they need God. Operating of the spiritual gifts. And you phone up like I was. I was so excited when my friend told me. I phoned up someone else. Guess what? This person gave their life. Are you excited about people giving their lives to the Lord? Because angels rejoice over it. So we need that excitement. You know, just sitting with a new believer on Sunday in the new believer's class, right here in the other room around there, she's so excited about God. We're all sitting there as teachers in putting to her. We're all saying, we're glad you're excited. We want you to remain excited. Because what happens is, after we've been a Christian for a while, we get dull. We start getting dull. And she's so excited. She gave me the buzz all day long. I could have gone home just with that buzz. She was just beaming. She's so excited that even what we were sharing with her, it wasn't news to her. The people that are giving their lives to the Lord now are not strangers to the things of God. You'd be surprised. What we took 10, 20 years to learn, they just got it just like that. They're very sharp. And that's why you need to be sharp. If they can give their life to the Lord today and tomorrow, they'll say, guess what? I phoned my friend and I prayed for them and they got healed. What are you going to say to them? Oh, you should be waiting for another 10 years before you operate in the gifts of the Spirit. It's going to happen. Yeah. And they're very radical. They'll want to go out there on the street. So let's get ready for that, because this year things must change. Things must happen in and through your life. In this church, through you, through the children. Let it be that the children, I've seen it happen before, the children begin to minister to their friends, laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. Children don't have inhibitions, they just hear the Lord and they just do it. We have to calculate, analyze, turn it upside down, think about it, pray about it, fast about it before we'll do it. They'll just do it. Alright, so bless you with the work you're doing with the children, because that's what you want to see those children do. Touching other children's lives. And it will happen if that's what you want. It will happen. They can stand. It's been happening in the network where children, you see it in your net meeting. I've been to one of the children's net meetings. It's so exciting. I want to be a child all over again. I've seen them say, the Lord just told me this, the Lord just told me that. And they're just speaking out. No problem at all. So if it's in our network, it should be happening here. There's no reason why it shouldn't be happening through your life. Yeah? Through your life. Definitely. Laying hands on the sick. Speaking words. Just be upfront. What you hear, you say. Yeah? Don't try it. Sometimes we're trying to find out asking older people and everything, and when they finish with you, you've lost what you got. Just go with what the Lord speaks to you. I've been around the children. They get prophetic pictures, they draw them, they say what they see the Lord doing in the meetings, in the services. And they can tell you word for word. They can tell you when they see angels in the room. Children. So don't underestimate your children. Don't underestimate them. Don't underestimate them. They are so alert to the supernatural. So alert to it. So the gifts are diverse. There's nothing in scripture that says that children can't operate in it. If you find it, tell me. It's not there. Children are very sensitive. Why is it that the enemy is messing so much with children? Why is that? Cutting off a generation before they even begin. Because the enemy has been smart in sowing into their lives through videos, through TV, through music. MTV says that that generation belongs to them. It's in their mission statement. That's what they say. So we've got to be there as mothers and fathers. And I don't just mean because we're older, but we need to be in there at the cutting edge, speaking into their lives. Lewisham has a lot of issues. A lot of issues. We're going to need the power gifts to demonstrate the power of God in Lewisham. I've just come here, but I'm going to just say that to you. We need the power of God operating through our lives to see Lewisham change. To see Lewisham change. The statistics on this borough have to change. They have to change. You have no idea what's going on out here while we're here praying or having church. There's stuff going on out there. I look around there on a Sunday morning when I'm coming, I look at busy. It's like a Saturday out there, isn't it? Market's busy, all the shops are open and everything. They are not even bothered about church up the road. They're busy doing their stuff. So the dynamics are going to change. When we're ready, they will come. When we're ready, they will come. And I know Pastor Roland's heart, he's not worried about the lost coming in. He wants you to be prepared and ready. Hence your talk, he's teaching you all about spirituality. Let your spirit, you recognize that you are spiritual beings and you need to touch people's lives. And you will. You only need to be hungry. Why don't you just stand to your feet now? I want to stop there. Because I want you to begin to pray just for a few minutes. Begin to press into that. Learn how to press into things. Learn how to respond to God in the moment of this thing. While the environment is there, press in to the Lord for those things. Begin to ask Him now. Deepen your spirit. I'm not bothered about hearing lots of noise or shouting from you. I want it to be an inward work, a passion from inside. Because often God speaks to you from the inside. He speaks to your heart. Some things that you couldn't really believe God for, you could start believing God for. And I don't mean personal things. God will deal with those personal things. I mean your heart for the supernatural, your heart for spiritual things. I hope that I've provoked you in one way or the other to be hungry for the spiritual gifts. This is the first part of it, is that you're hungry for it. A hunger for the spiritual gifts, enough for you to sit in front of the Lord for as long as it takes for Him to say something to you about it, for as long as it takes, and ask Him for boldness that you will actually do what He tells you to do, to say the little thing He might tell you to say, to speak out that little thing, to go and talk to that person, even if you think you can't, your life is as diverse from their life as anything. Even if you think, what do I have to share? Even if you feel intimidated, that you'll actually speak to them. So you'll actually speak. For many of you, it's a question of opening your mouth and not hiding your Christianity. Feeling like, oh, I haven't got enough scripture verses to be able to speak. I don't know enough to be able to speak. I'm weak. When everything else is sorted out in my life, Lord, then I will do it. Well, actually, God says, while your life is being sorted out, I want you to speak. I want you to share those things that you're going through. Let them know that you're a real person and that you're seeing God move and work, do a deep work in your life. And as you stir that up in your own spirit, God will begin to move. But before we close, make sure that you're actually going, you are ready. See, we sing that song, Lord, I am ready. Lord, I am ready. But are you really ready for God to work in your life? Whatever it's going to take. Ask him to give you a fresh love for the lost. Because that should be the real reason why you want to operate in the spiritual gifts. Because you have a loss for the lost, love for the lost. And if you haven't got it, don't be ashamed to say that. Don't be ashamed to say, Lord, I really don't have a passion for people out there. I don't really have a passion for those teenagers out there. I really don't have a passion for those paedophiles out there. I really don't have a passion for anybody out there. I want to be honest with you, Lord. I really want to be honest with you. Because honesty is the first place to start. When you're honest with him, he will move. Be honest about your expectations. Some of your expectations need to be sanitized. It's what you see others do, but not what you would expect of yourself to do. There's another level of surrender. Lord, use me where I am, how I am, out of my personality at this point. Lord, I know you're doing a work on me. You're still working on me. But could you just use me? Just simply say, Lord, can you just use me right where I am? Those of you who are in the worship, ask the Lord to take you another level in the worship. Out of your hunger to see the potential of the spiritual gifts operating, that you begin to move in prophetic singing prophetic words about healing, that you operate in those levels, that God takes you to the heavenlies and you experience the heavenlies and what worship sounds like in heaven. And he begins to give you the ability to articulate what you hear in heaven and bring it down to earth and see the atmosphere change. Those of you who love to pray in intercession, that you operate in a deeper level of intercession, not just in your bedroom, but along the streets, around this vicinity, around in Lewisham. Those of you who are children, begin to ask the Lord very simply, because you guys do it very simply. There's nothing complicated about how you speak to the Lord. That you would be able to reach your friends. There's some friends that you've got that you're really concerned about, because you talk about God, but they don't really understand it. But that the Holy Spirit will show you how to do that.
If you have been blessed by this message, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.wordoflife-lcc.org. And remember, God loves you.